A caring wife was left shocked when she was told to throw away an NHS commode she had been loaned to assist her disabled husband after it was refused to be collected. Sandra Ayala from Chatsworth Way in New Milton was ordered to dispose of the item provided through the Royal Bournemouth Hospital despite it being in perfect working order. The commode and a riser were delivered to the couple's property to aid her husband after he'd returned home from a 5-week stay in the hospital following bypass surgery. Once the equipment was no longer needed, Sandra was not sure who to contact to get the items returned, so she called the NHS Community Health Service line. She told the ANT, "I managed to arrange for someone, with the help of the Southern NHS Community Health Service, to come and collect it, the commode, but on arrival they said they could not take it as it was not one of theirs. Theirs were black and the one we have is grey, so they suggested it might belong to the Bournemouth Hospital." A spokesperson from the Royal Bournemouth Hospital confirmed that the hospital is not able to routinely collect used equipment from people's homes, and an external provider called NRS Healthcare delivers and collects for patients in Dorset. Sandra contacted NRS Healthcare to find out if the commode belonged to them. She said, "I was shocked to find out that their service does not collect items from Hampshire and that I should just throw it away. It is dreadful that they would see items being wasted like this, where people are being left with perfectly usable equipment and being told to dispose of it. It felt like they are just not bothered, and I can't stand things being wasted. It is just wrong, and I can't be the only person this has happened to. Part of the problem may be that I live in New Milton, which is on the edge of Dorset, and no one will take ownership. It is taking up space, and I just want it gone. I would return it myself, but I have no way of doing so. I would need a van to be able to transport it, and why should I have to make this happen? The ANT has contacted NRS Healthcare, but has received no response at this time."